Ka-chow! Hey everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the Grapes at a Club podcast. My name is Christina Porter, and I'll be your host. In this episode, we're going to do something a little bit different and talk about the new Cars 3 movie that premiered today in theaters nationwide. Ka-chow! Let's get right to it. I was super excited for today, as it was the day that I was going to go to the new movie theater with work. Come on, who doesn't like taking a work day and doing something out of the ordinary with their place of work? So, I get to the theater. It was kind of nice. It was a nicer one for the ones being here in D.C. It had a recliner and all the perks of a good theater in the D.C. area. So, as always, the before entertainment begins and it jumps right into, like, the credits or the previews. So, the first thing that comes up is Coco, and it looks like so beautiful and it looks so sharp and the colors were just magnificent. Like, I literally wanted to cry because it just looked so amazing and the style of how it was done was just so beautiful. I mean, everything about this just looks colorful. Like, I could have just sat there and watched the Coco trailer like the whole entire time. I mean, seriously, I cannot wait for it to come out. It's super sharp. The storyline looks amazing. Everything about this movie, it just looks awesome. So then after that, we get to the trailer for Olaf's Frozen Holiday movie short. Wait. What? Since when did Disney start giving shorts for trailers? This confused me so much. I don't even know. I don't even know if it's because it's just Frozen or what is going on with that. Like, are they trying to get Frozen back in our brains? I don't know. I mean, it looks cute, but I think still, even though X amount of time has passed from Frozen, I still need, like, time to recover from that. And I don't like how they're treating this like some special treatment. Like, it shouldn't be that way. It's not fair to the rest of the movies that have shorts. And, or just, like, I don't even know. Just different, like, Toy Stories or whatever. Just different movies that have shorts other than Frozen. Like, for the longest time, like, the last Frozen movie, the last short, didn't get a trailer. It did not, so I don't understand why all of a sudden they're treating this differently and, dare I say, segregating from the rest of the Disney shorts or the Pixar shorts in front of the Disney movies. Like, I just don't agree with that. I don't think it's, I don't want to say appropriate, but I don't really think it's fair treatment to the rest of the brilliant Disney shorts that there are, and for it not to have a trailer. So that's just, I don't like that. I think it's, they're trying to, like, get it too much on the brain. It looks really cute, but I just, in due time. So after that, there are a couple other trailers for non-related Pixar movies, which I'm not really interested in. I don't really care for the Despicable Me. I'm sorry if there's anybody out there that loves Despicable Me, but I don't really care for it. It's not my favorite. And there were some other trailers for some movies that looked funny, but that was about it. And then after that, you know, the lights go down a little bit more, it gets a little bit more dim in the theater, everybody starts to get quiet, and then you see this new short for Lou, which is The Lost and Found. And can I tell you, I absolutely love this short, like so much more than a movie. I'm going to get to it in a minute. I loved it, it made me want to cry, it gave me all the feels, the lessons in it were just phenomenal. I absolutely adored this short. I think it was so great. I mean, I never questioned Pixar and its shorts, but this was like on par and on the money with it. It was amazing. So hopefully they'll put that out more. Or you'll get to see more trailers for it because it's just phenomenal. Overall, it's just amazing. So now after the, of course, Lou, the lights go down a little bit more. And we get to the castle. And now the movie comes up, and here we go, guys. Lightning McQueen is on the screen. He's getting ready in his race mode. He's going, I am speed. I am, and just talking to himself. And you're getting into that mode of, like, I'm ready for whatever Lightning is ready to take on. Like, you are ready. Like, I felt like I was ready for that. So, as soon as that started, I initially got really excited, and I was super pumped for it, and you know, the beginning sequences are very good, and I feel like the trailers kind of were deceiving in the fact that there's so much more leading up to these trailers than just that part. And obviously, it's a trailer, so it only gives you a tidbit, but the parts that lead up to it are phenomenal, in my opinion, and I just think that there you get so much more in-depth look at what happens to Lightning McQueen and what's going on in his life and where the racing world is. So that part was good. So the beginnings of this movie, like I was just saying, sounded really great. I mean, it had passion, heart, and desire, and it definitely, at this point of time in the movie, had a promising storyline. So at this point, I'm like, okay, I know which direction I think they're going to go in, you know, because I've seen this in, like, actual real life with NASCAR and the Indy 500 and the Indy cars, you know, so many times. In fact, my brother-in-law actually has designed a couple of those cars, which is awesome. So, you know, I was on board. I was locked in, ready, loaded to go. And at that point, the nostalgia and the vibes were coming back. So I was pretty excited at that point. And then we get to the middle of the movie. And I just get lost. Now, granted, it has nothing to do with the fact that I was with any of my work friends and people from work. Like, that was not that where I got lost. I wasn't distracted by them at all. I mean, I even got up to go to the bathroom at one point. That didn't distract me, but it just was lost. Like, I don't know what happened. So, like I said, without going into any specifics, I will say it definitely had some good dinosaur vibes to it, which I was not digging. And, you know, I just felt like there was a lot going on, and at this point in time, in the middle of the movie, there was no real direction, and the portions that were in here kind of felt a little bit displaced as for where they were put, and I felt as though, like, if they were going to go this route with those portions of the movie in the middle section, they probably should have bumped this movie back to, like, a Cars 2 instead of the Cars 2 that they currently have. So, at that point for me, because I had gotten lost in the middle, it became very hard for me to attach my feelings to the rest of the movie and even create that emotional attachment to Lightning McQueen. Although I had it already, it still made it hard for me to maintain that emotional attachment to him. And there were times where I definitely wanted to cry in this movie and I wanted to have the feels and I just didn't. And I was really upset about the fact that I didn't have any feels at that point about the movie, because I thought I was really going to have, like, some serious feels for this. And then we tackle the next issue, which is the music. So at this point, I'm not feeling the feels, but I'm also not feeling the music, because they took so many modern songs and what I call modernizing, and they tried to add them in there instead of sticking to, like, the, you know, Randy Newman, like, I explained it best as the Sally and Lightning theme, like that doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Like, that sequence, I really like that. And I got that towards the end part, but I wanted more than just, like, the songs in the middle. And I felt as though those songs were not in proper places at that point in time for the situations that each of these cars were in. And even on the soundtrack, like, listening to it, there's no score. It's just these songs, and it kind of made me disappointed. Like, I really wanted that, you know, classic Disney Pixar music, and for me, it just kind of felt short. So, obviously, now that we've gotten over the hurdle that's the middle, we're approaching the end. And as we get to the end, it's getting a little bit better for me, and I'm getting those feels, and, you know, that I wanted to have, and I keep thinking to myself, why weren't they there? You know, the nostalgia moments are coming back, and I'm really into, like, this part, and I'm loving everything that's going on here. Oh, you know, the creativity is awesome there. It definitely gave me more than the middle did, or even the beginning. And I felt as we were approaching the end, I felt like I got exactly what I wanted out of this movie. Now, Neil, my husband, as you guys know, brings up a valid point. I didn't cry during this movie, but who has ever cried during a Cars movie? Not me. For sure. And I really wanted to, because I've always cried during every, like, Pixar movie. So for me, I really thought that this was going to be the one that brings me to tears. And I mean, I'm in my studio right now and I've got tons of Cars things, because I really believe in this franchise and I really love the Cars franchise. And the fact that this movie just didn't give me all of that, like, it kind of disappoints me, but I'm probably still going to buy their merchandise. But I mean, I have invested so much time in this, and the, you know, the leading up to it, it was just so great that I don't even know. I felt kind of let down. But, you know, again, overall, the movie had its moments of greatness. I think it could have used a little bit more work. And to be honest with you, I would have been fine if they didn't push it forward to be like right now at this point in time, because they do have Coco lined up. You know, they've got a couple other movies lined up within the next year or two, and I felt like they kind of just like pushed this movie forward, like it was done, and they were like, here, we need to put this, because you know, we get one or two Pixar movies a year. They had to do that, and I felt like it was really rushed at times, and it kind of made me upset. You know, I love the overall Pixar experience, and I love that it gives you so many feelings and emotions, but I just could not feel those feelings and emotions this time. And I was really upset about that, because I heard this was an emotionally charged kind of movie. So, I'm telling you, John Lasseter, I really hold you and your team, man, to the highest standards. And I just wanted more oomph. Can you give me that oomph, John Lasseter? Please. That luster. I just need all that. And I know you love Cars so much. I need more, man. I need more. I don't want a Cars 4 or 5 unless it's with a new character. I just need more. I need more from what I got, and I don't feel like I got the full experience. So, again, like I said, I love all the characters and all the stories. Mater was hilarious. There were so many things. I'm trying to make this as best as I can, spoiler-free. There are so many, like, funny references. There were, like, adult references and children references. Lots of areas with heavy laughter, so those parts I really enjoyed. You know, I even enjoyed the middle parts a little bit, but not as much as I did the beginning or the ending because of that nostalgia. And, you know, again, like, I just felt like I was looking for a little bit more gusto, but it's okay. I did try to find some Easter eggs, and I could only come up with two. And if you see the movie and you think you know what two they are, tell me, and maybe you'll get a prize for me. I love that they do these things, and I kind of wanted a little bit more of those Easter eggs, but, you know, I got what I got, and it was fine, and maybe, like, later on there'll be a little article about it saying, like, hey, these are the Easter eggs. You know how they always have that? These are the Easter eggs from, Cars 3, or, like, Finding Dory. They always do those, so I'll look up and see if I can find any more, but I only found two. I was pretty proud that I found two. Okay. So, let's see what else here that I absolutely want to tell you guys about all these. I'm looking at my little show notes here. Again, like I talked about, the quirky jokes, the heavy laughter, just wanted a little bit more. And I was happy to see that they gave a chance to the new characters. Cruz Ramirez is very awesome. I think her character is like every human being and probably every girl that you could think of. But she, like, has true feelings and true emotions, but at the same time, she really connects with the fact that she needs to be a strong individual, and I absolutely love that. So, I thought that, and the animation portion, like, I really love the scenery, and I love all that part. Like, Radiator Springs is just so beautiful, drawn out with all the details. Like, I just absolutely love it, and I fell in love with that animation because it was there again, and they definitely delivered on that part, and I feel like they might have spent a lot more time on the overall animation part and not enough time on the storyline and development, which I kind of feel like is the same situation like as The Good Dinosaur, where they spent more time on the actual like animation. Or no, I take that back, because there are some parts that are hokey there, but in this movie at least I felt like they spent a lot more time in the animation part, which they should, instead of developing the storyline. And in a sense, I think that made them feel like they had to rush it to get out, which I would have been fine if we waited another year. I think this movie really needs another year to kind of develop itself. So I would have to say, if I had a rating scale, which is like A, B, and C, I would borderline B plus or C it, just because it wasn't bad, but it just wasn't good. It was like in the middle, like not even purgatory, but just like in the middle. I always say like, when something's in the middle, like a new show, I always say, oh, it's committing a show purgatory because it's in the middle. But I wouldn't even categorize Cars 3 as being in, like, the purgatory stages. It's obviously out, but I feel like it could have used a little bit more development, and that's why I'm giving it a B plus or a C. So, anyway, with that being said, I hope you guys go out and enjoy that movie, and I want to hear all about that. So, that's all for now. That's all I got for you this week and a surprise episode. Thank you so much for joining me on this special edition of my movie review for Cars 3. Now that I've given my review, I'm curious to see what you think. come on by. And this is new. I just announced this. I'm going to announce it pretty soon, too. You can drop me a line or your opinion at my email, which is grapesodapodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me the same as not Gmail, but on Twitter. And also, you can subscribe to me now on iTunes and on Podbean if you just type in Grape Soda, the Grape Soda Club, and you'll see my little, like, icon with my emoji and all that. And then, on top of that, you also might be able to find me at my Patreon page, which I would love for you guys if you could just help me out. My husband and I, we, you know, really fund this, and this is a show for you and for me, but mostly for you guys, so that I can interact with you on a whole nother level. And as you guys know, anytime that you make an investment, there's a lot of money that you have to put forth. Like, we've shelled out a lot of money for these things, and it gets expensive, but we want to make sure that we're making the best possible show for you out there. So if you could just take a peek at my Patreon page, it's podbean.patreon.com/CMR5012, and just see, you know, if you want to give me a dollar every month, any dollar would be helpful. That will go towards the fund to get new equipment, new things, so that we have the best podcast possible. And it gives me, it allows me and gives me a little bit more leeway to really interact with you as far as the listeners and the people out there. Just, you know, it gives me more opportunities to be able to interact with you on a whole other level. So I'm really excited by that. And you can also subscribe to my iTunes as well, so that you can get a new episode every Tuesday and sometimes surprise episodes like this one. Anyway, guys, it's getting real late. I'm so glad that I was able to see this movie today, and I'm so glad that I was able to share my opinion with you about this movie. Let me know what you think, and let me know even if you have, like, a comment or something. You can put it in a comment below on the subscription area as well when you leave me a review. That would be awesome. All right, guys, have a great weekend. I'll see you real soon, pals. Bye!